Well, hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. We're always glad to visit with you about ministries in our area that we think are of importance and deserving of prayer and even financial and volunteer support. Today we're looking at a ministry that's been around a while. Habitat for Humanity has been in the Fayette County area for a while, and we're going to ask Joyce Staff to catch us up. Joyce, you've been with Habitat for quite a while.
Excuse me, yes, for quite a while. If my memory serves me correctly, I believe we became an affiliate in 1995 or 1996.
Lincoln was president, I think.
Yes.
Well, that's many good years of serving in a way that I think is extremely important. For those who may not know, what is Habitat?
Well, it's a housing ministry that allows people to own a home that normally would not be able to own a home because they are not able to get a traditional bank loan. And so the way it works, it isn't a giveaway. They have to put in sweat equity hours, 250 hours for 18-year-old and older in a family. And so they have an investment in the house, and of course they do pay for it. They pay for the materials that go into the house plus the property, usually with about a 20-year mortgage. Okay. And
there is a payments. It's a lot cheaper. I think it's interest-free.
It is, yes.
And it's very, very affordable.
The reason it makes it cheaper, they pay no interest on the... Habitat builds the home. They pay for it as they build it, and then the family buys it from Habitat. They have a mortgage with Habitat for Humanity with no interest.
Now, I want to come back to what you're doing specifically in the area of homes, but also with us today is Donna Langley. And Donna, you're with Habitat in a very special ministry. I don't want to say side ministry, but very supportive. Tell us what you're doing, what your project is that helps Habitat.
Well, one of the things that we do, we help a lot of people in the community. Say, for example, someone has a fire, we give them clothing. But primarily, we have items that are priced very reasonable.
You're talking about a store. I'm going to catch up. I didn't even mention that. You're dealing with a resale store.
Yes.
Called Habitat Resale.
Yes.
And that store helps people, and you also go ahead with the rest of what you were saying.
The store helps people, you know, like I was saying, by having things at reasonable prices. And we also give to different organizations to help them with clothing and like if someone has a fire, we would give them clothing. So we help in a lot of ways.
That's an interesting thing. I know we've watched fires occur and heard clothing sizes. It's a sad thing when a family loses everything, but you're one of the first, I don't want to say medically first responders, but as far as getting them back on their feet, you're one of the first responders to get them clothes and the very basic things that they need right away. That's really good. Now, where's the store located?
418 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia.
All right.
And we've been there since August 2011.
All right. So you've been out there a while, and that location is about two or three stores east of the bank, First National Bank.
That's correct.
Just up the hill there, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what do you sell at your store? Obviously, use clothing, but what else do you have?
We, all of our items are donated, and people can donate every day. And also, your donations are tax deductible. We will sign a form for you. But actually, we get a little of everything. It's really amazing what we get. We have clothing, baby to adult size, jewelry, books, crafts, toys, household items, shoes, purses, small furniture, seasonal items, some antiques, and actually we take most anything except building supplies and large furniture. We take small furniture, but not large.
Okay.
So we have quite a variety in our store.
All right. It's worth a visit to find out what you have there. And where do the proceeds go?
They support Habitat for Humanity, the building of the houses.
Okay. So this is a side project, too, that's able to help support this concept of getting people who cannot own a home eventually to the point where they can own the home.
And all the money stays in the county.
Okay, that's also
no money leaves the county.
Serving Fayette
County. And your donations stay there, too.
What are your hours? Pretty much store hours?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 3, and on Saturday, 9 to 1.
Okay, so later in the morning through early afternoon, 10 to 3, and Saturday, 9 to 1.
That's correct.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 3, and Saturday, 9 to 1. And a lot of opportunity to see what they have there, and I'm sure they have a good supply opportunity to get some, I'm sure, very good clothes at real cheap, reasonable rates.
We do keep our prices very reasonable.
Good.
Yeah, we move a lot of merchandise every month.
I'll bet you find us a certain amount of satisfaction when you know that people are being served by the efforts there at the store.
It is very rewarding. And the volunteers treat the store as if it were their own.
Because they have
They're very dedicated and they realize they're helping people.
You said volunteers. Are all the people there pretty much working for volunteer time?
Yes, they are.
Okay, there's another good incentive to help out. I want to go back to Joyce. Joyce, you said you've been with Habitat for a while, and you build a home. Do you pretty much build one every year?
That's our goal, to build a home a year, yes. And I guess that hasn't always happened, but because we have to have a family, sometimes families are reluctant to apply. I think one reason, you have to reveal all of your financial, business, mm-hmm. just like a bank. If you were sure. going to a bank to get a loan, they have to know all about your financial history. And, that is not revealed. I mean, that's kept closely held with the
organization.
Yes, it is.
That need to know it.
But they do need to apply, and there is a selection committee that selects the family.
You're looking for someone who's financially unable to buy a normal home,
right.
but financially able to handle a very
That's right.
economical, reasonable home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These people many times are renting. Some rental property is not very nice. And actually, many times they're paying more for rent
than
when they get their home and are making their monthly payments.
Isn't that uh-huh. something?
Right.
You'd think people would jump at that opportunity.
Yes.
Some are a little bit hesitant for home ownership, and it's certainly not
well,
for everyone.
Well, and it is a responsibility.
Yes.
And
you can't call someone and say the pipes are leaking because you're the one that's
right,
going to fix
right,
the pipes.
Right, right, right. And they have a class that they take, too, that Habitat provides on financial. It's a financial class,
uh-huh.
and they also learn about what's involved in owning a home. You know, there are some responsibilities.
Oh,
there's
yes.
taxes
yeah.
and insurance and upkeep. And
you're even thinking
that.
About the day 1 year to 21 years down the road where you'll sell that home.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
you're
right.
always thinking about, I got to keep this ready for the next one, whether it's 20 or 30
uh-huh.
years down the road. So
that's right.
You're always thinking
uh-huh.
that.
The homes are... they're very simple, very nice, but they're not elaborate. And they're, of course, depending on the size of the family, sometimes it's I think two-bedroom is the smallest they build, two, three, or even four-bedroom home.
Those who are listening, if you yourself are looking for this kind of thing or you know families who are, this is an extraordinary opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce,
it is.
Tell us briefly, what are the requirements you're looking for?
Well,
to apply.
Yes. Actually, they should if they're interested at all, they should apply. Sometimes people think, oh, I wouldn't qualify. Well, they might qualify. They should let Habitat determine whether or not they qualify or not. And so they have to fill out an application form. It's quite detailed. And those can be found at the store. Habitat Resale Store has the applications. Also at
right.
McKellar Insurance, Tom McCarty is
Very
on the
good.
Selection
Very
committee.
Good.
And
on the
they can get
just
one there.
West of the bank.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So if a family is interested at all, they should check into it and see if they qualify.
Very mm-hmm. good. Now, once they qualify, they will, as you said, put about 250 hours of work into it.
Yes.
They will
each person 18 years and older would...
Within the family, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when they own the home, they can't turn around and just resell it. Is there certain...
No, they cannot. No, Habitat has... it gets a little detailed, but they own it to a point. You know, and then after they have put in so many years into it, then it does become theirs. And we had a family who the job transferred to Texas, and so they had to, but they could sell the home, and they did because they had enough into it that they were able to pay off their mortgage.
Yes.
And
well, good. And real estate generally increases, not always, but it generally increases.
Yes. Yes, because when we first started building, I think the houses cost us about $30,000 to $35,000.
Wow.
Now it's like $70,000.
$70,000. That's your yeah. cost of materials and stuff.
Right.
And no labor involved.
No, labor is
and
volunteer.
And $70,000 will build what? About a two bedroom?
Probably two. $75,000 would probably, well, $65,000 would probably build a two bedroom.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
very
from
reasonable.
$65,000 to $75,000.
We're
yeah.
talking with Joyce Staff and Donna Langley, Habitat for Humanity in Fayette County area. Donna Langley runs the Habitat resale store, and Donna, we're very glad to have that store there for people who can use it. You also said earlier that if there's a fire and other people need emergency clothing to get a hold of you, and that's a possibility to serve there as well, but we're a very short amount of time. How can people reach the store if they want to give a call for this kind of a need?
They can come in the store during the hours we're open, or they right. can call 283-9228.
9228. That's
yes.
283-9228. If you know someone that is a very special emergency or immediate need on clothing, call Donna at 283-9228. Joyce, thank you for your information as well about the building project. I hope you find a good applicant for this summer. And thank you both for being with us and sharing about
Habitat.
Well,
thank you for having us.
Yes,
we've enjoyed
thank
it.
You. We enjoyed it.
Come back and tell us more as things progress.
All right.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining on The Lamplighter.